And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of March, 2025. March 1st is National Pig Day. Wild pigs were first domesticated around 9,000 years ago in current-day China and parts of Western Asia. About 3,500 years ago, Romans began breeding pigs. Pork consumption was banned in parts of Asia and the Middle East. However, Europeans refined purpose-driven pig breeds up to the 1500s. Christopher Columbus brought the first 8 pigs to the Western Hemisphere on his journey to Cuba in 1493, and Hernando de Soto brought 13 pigs with him when landing in today's Tampa Bay, Florida, making them the first pigs in what would become the United States of America. When in their natural surroundings, not in factory farms, pigs are social, playful, protective animals who bond with each other, make and decorate their nests, and relax in the sun. Pigs are known to dream, recognize their own names, obey commands, and lead social lives of a complexity previously thought to be present only in primates. They've been seen showing empathy for other pigs who are happy or distressed. They love to cuddle with each other. They're unable to sweat and like to bathe in water or mud to keep cool. Pigs are particular about keeping their sleeping and eating areas clean, and they avoid defecating near their living areas. Even newborn piglets leave the nest to go to the toilet. People who run animal sanctuaries note that pigs enjoy listening to music, playing with soccer balls, and getting massages. They can even play video games and solve puzzles. Pigs communicate constantly with one another. More than 20 types of vocalizations have been identified, which they use for different situations, from wooing their mates to expressing hunger. Newborn piglets learn to run towards their mother's voices, and mother pigs sing to their young while nursing. They also have very long memories. Dr. Stanley Curtis, formerly of Penn State University, put a ball, a frisbee, and a dumbbell in front of several pigs and was able to teach them to jump over, sit next to, or fetch any of the objects when asked to, and they could distinguish between the objects 3 years later. Scientists at the University of Illinois have learned that pigs can figure out through trial and error how to turn on the heat in a cold barn and turn it off again when they get too warm. Pigs have been known to save the lives of others. According to BBC News, a pig named Prue saved her guardian's life by dragging her out of a muddy bog. Priscilla is a pig who saved a young boy from drowning, and Spammy led firefighters to a burning shed to save her calf friend. Lulu found help for her human companion who had collapsed from a heart attack. A pig named Tunya chased away an intruder, and another named Mona held onto the leg of a suspect attempting to flee until the police arrived. Many pigs who have ended up in sanctuaries found their new homes after jumping off slaughterhouse-bound trucks and escaping. In England, a pig named Butch and his friend Sundance escaped from a slaughterhouse and roamed the country for several days before being captured. Fortunately, a national outcry against their slaughter allowed the duo to go to a sanctuary. Pigs are optimists. Their zest for learning new things, coupled with their social nature, make them naturally happy animals. March is National Celery Month. Known for its crisp texture and refreshing flavor, celery adds both crunch and subtle flavor to countless dishes. This versatile vegetable is packed with health benefits, including essential vitamins and minerals like vitamin K and potassium. Its high water content and fiber also help keep you hydrated and support digestion. Whether eaten raw or cooked, celery is a nutritional powerhouse. Its mild flavor enhances everything from soups to salads, while its crunchy texture makes it a favorite for snacking. National Celery Month is a perfect time to rediscover the joy of this vegetable, trying it in new recipes, or even juicing it for a health boost. And here is a reading from E.B. White's Charlotte's Web. Even Lurvy, who wasn't particularly interested in beauty, noticed the web when he came with the pig's breakfast. He noted how clearly it showed up, and he noted how big and carefully built it was. And then he took another look, and he saw something that made him set his pail down. There, in the center of the web, neatly woven in block letters, was a message. It said, "Some pig." A portion of Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. This has been The Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder to love animals and eat plants.